Cyrene.
You're a lieutenant.
Yes, I am. But I will say, Cyrene, even though... What is a title these days? You are just more or less like us as we are to you.
I'm gonna go work out in the room.
You said push-up contest, right?
I did. I didn't know if you heard me, though.
I heard you.
Push-up contest?
Push-up contest?
Who wants to do push-up contest for warm-ups today?
Cyrene,
Aura, Griana.
You know, I'll join. I'll do a push-up contest with you.
Hell yeah.
I can't sweat in this. I'll watch. I can sit on someone's back while they do push-ups.
Okay. Sit on my back.
Both are like, yeah.
I'll sit on Dylan.
Love it. Are we doing this now?
Yeah, we're going to warm up and then I'm going to go shower.
Okay, I take my jacket off then.
Are we all having someone sit on our back? Griana, you have to sit on mine.
Yeah, go sit on Zill. Who's going to sit on Aura?
Eleanor. Eleanor.
That's not fair.
Griana comes over and sits on Zill's back.
We can push the couch away and get ready to...
Yeah, you push the couch up against the wall. You find, after you've pushed the couch out of the way, a secret, I'm just kidding,
a passageway that goes straight to Kai's room, and she was under your house the whole time, and Kai's back, and she kills Aura, and she's back, baby.
We teased him with Aura for a moment. All right, let's do a freaking contest. Contest.
All right, it's going to be an athletics check.
Yes. I'm nervous.
Big part bucks, of me no feels whammies. Like I should help the immortal vampire somehow, but nah. I just hope your dice roll good.
Hey, I'm pretty strong for a vampire, so.
There you go.
I got low for me.
Oh, I did well.
I got 22.
I got 24.
Oh, damn it, I got an 18. That makes sense, though. That checks out.
Role play it.
I'm doing a push-up.
I'm doing push-ups. Griana's on my back. I'm feeling good. I've been doing a lot of push-ups lately.
Zill, I am so impressed.
I took down Kai and Dylan at the same time.
You know, it's every... Yeah.
I think... So Aura just has Eleanor on her back. And she starts... She's, like, feeling really confident. And she, like... goes and does them really quickly, and then, you know, she starts to slow down, and then
fast.
Like on the last one, she, like, her arms are trembling and she, like, makes it up and then, like, collapses down and then, like, rolls on her side and watches you guys.
I think Cyrene's just sipping her sparkling water as she's on Dylan's back, just kind of, like, smugly smiling.
Yeah, Dylan is going, and, like, when she sees Aura fall, she goes, "Good job." And tries to get a last couple ones, and, like, I feel like we're pretty close. Like, 22 and 24 is pretty close. I feel like I'm, like, eyes locked with Zill, and I go, I pull myself up, and I think about going down for one more, and I'm like, you got this if you can take one more. And
I can do at least two more.
I pull myself down, and I'm just laying on the ground with Cyrene on top of me, I guess.
I do two more, and they're strained, but I do them.
Oh, yeah.
And then you all stand back up.
Yeah, I think I, like, reach out a hand for Dylan as I get up.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. That was so fun.
I'm doing a little applause. Fun fun for me.
Warmed up. I'm going to go take a shower because I'm really sweaty already.
Yes.
I'm gonna do some stretching. I took a shower last night, so I'm going to be stretching, and then I'm going to go.
Does anyone need anything in the bathroom before I get in the shower?
Well, we have two bathrooms.
Do we?
Yeah.
We only have one shower, though. Okay, I'm going to go take a shower. Yell if you need anything.
Have fun.
Thank you. Is this downward?
This one has a little teeny tight bath shower, and this one has, like, a luxurious bath with a shower.
I'm big boy.
I'll go in the teeny one.
You go in the teeny one. Okay. You head to the teeny bathroom, Zill. And it is just Griana, Cyrene, Aura in the living room. Unless you'd like to have some more thoughts, we'll fast forward some time.
I do have one question. Aura, is that short for anything?
Yes. My full name is Isadora, but we're gonna just call me Aura.
Isadora, it's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Is Griana? Do you have any nicknames?
Oh my gosh, it's just Grianna. It's just so silly. It's just Grianna. Yeah.
No nicknames.
No nicknames. Just Grianna pony. Zarin calls me Ponytail, which is obvious.
Zarin has the lamest nicknames. Let me tell you.
Right. Okay.
She could do so much better.
Loki, I kind of love the stupid jab, but you know.
well, you do have your ponytail is as beautiful as your name.
Well, thank
yes, it's
you.
Gorgeous.
Oh my gosh,
I want
guys.
To braid it actually.
Oh, you I can. Just... Do you want to braid it?
Yes. Oh yes.
Please, yeah, please. You can. Oh my gosh. Right now, I can wear it to the tournament. I can do a braid.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
so,
be so
and
fun.
Then Cyrene like scoots the chair back, and it's like, actually, no. We'll go to the couch, and then you sit, and then. And so she goes and starts braiding Grianna's hair
and I think
does some like little druidic magic so that little flowers are kind of like appearing in her brown hair.
Oh,
and she's like weaving them with the
braid. Oh my god.
And she's I used to braid my sister's hair all the time and it's just genuinely it's very relaxing to do after
so
our work.
Cute.
Oh my gosh.
I know we literally just met, but
no, I think this is a perfect bonding experience. And I, you know, I'm honored. This looks gorgeous. I mean, it's already looking gorgeous.
I enjoy wearing a battle braid when I go into fights, so I figured.
Well, now we're kind of twins, aren't we?
Yes, we are, I suppose.
And Aura, the only reason why I asked is because I went by your names. Because I went to high school with this one person, and her name was Aura. Or she went by Aura, but her full name was Fedora. And so it's like sometimes I just like it, you know. I hope I don't get that. If I accidentally call you Fedora, then
was Grianna like, did I go to high school with?
Yeah, so that's why I was wondering.
Fedora is not my name, and I'd really appreciate it if you try your best not to call me that.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
just
no.
Aura. Let's keep it short.
Gorgeous.
Aura.
Yeah, Aura. Aura. Aura.
There it is. Aura. Yes.
Yeah. Totally makes sense. Yeah, I was just like, oh my gosh, I wonder if that is short for Fedora, and it's
not. Absolutely not.
It's not? Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay, can I just say it feels so good to have someone play with my hair?
Anytime. Yes, the head scratches are very relaxing.
This is magical. Magical, actually. Is there magic involved? Don't tell me. Don't tell me. No, tell me if there's magic. I want to know.
Just the flowers, but they're not like magical and they're just aesthetic. I'm not cursing your
magical.
Hair or anything.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Dylan realizes as she's getting out of the shower that she has to like run from this door to this door in a towel, and she's like having to hype herself up as she's like a preemptive perception check from Aura Serene and Grianna. You want to play this game? I'll play this game with you.
I do want to play this game.
I have to do a perception check.
Do I have to roll to not leave the bathroom at the same time?
Oh my god.
Yeah, Dylan was like, should I bring my clothes in here? And so she has to do a little boot scoot and boogie to her door in a towel.
My perception was 8, so.
Mine was 17.
Oh, I didn't roll. Hold on.
Mine was also 17.
Yeah, this is all going to happen, huh?
Oh, mine was 10.
Open and the door creaks and Cyrene looks. But I'm fully clothed because I just put my clothes on and cast prestidigitation to clean them.
Yeah, you're fully clothed.
Cyrene is watching Dylan.
My hair is just wet.
To clarify. All right, you fucks. So,
Zil's just like, you're just in a towel.
Well, this stranger's
seen
my upper thighs.
I know. I didn't say that out loud.
So, yeah.
You know how sometimes the towel splits and you're like, oh, that's a little bit of the side of my butt, you know?
this is happening as Zil and Dylan have like opened the bathroom doors at the same time so they can see each other, but they haven't stepped out into the hallway to be seen by the other. And so it's these soft voices that bring to the attention Cyrene, Aura, and Grianna.
I'm just gonna do it.
I'm just gonna walk in front of you.
I'm just gonna do like a little like confident walk.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna like walk like casually in front.
Hello, I forgot my clothes. It's okay.
Were you guys showering together?
No, I was showering in that room and I just don't have my clothes.
The bathrooms are right across from each other.
Oh. Okay.
Zil has stopped to stand in front of Dylan as Grianna asked.
And I'm how much
yeah, you're
height
much
do
taller.
I have on Zil?
Like 6 inches?
I can't believe I used my new sneakers to levitate. No.
Calf shot only.
I'm just going to go get dressed. She's like holding the towel.
I'm so sorry I say that.
Her wet hair is dripping on the ground.
I turn to Aura and I go, do you think she goes to Fieldhouse? Because I think I'd like to take her to Fieldhouse.
I feel like
that is the second time I've heard Fieldhouse.
Did you say that to where I could hear it?
Yeah. Yes.
I was going to say, can I do like...
Is that a way of asking if someone's gay in this city? Like, yes. I go, yes, I do. And then I go into the room and I go put my clothes on.
Oh, she goes to Fieldhouse.
I've seen her there.
He went to Jared.
Listen, what? All I'm saying is this is the second time Fieldhouse is brought up within the same 24 hours around me. So I'm very curious. I say all of this out loud.
We'll take you. We can take you to Fieldhouse. That's not against the
rules.
Like
a group field trip.
Yes. You will love it.
Or remember seeing Dylan.
I've seen Dylan before at Fieldhouse.
Oh.
What?
How so?
When? Was I there?
You were distracted, Cyrene, but yes, I guess you were there. We were both,
I don't know if I want to know.
Oh, it's harmless. We were both, buying drinks for the same girl, and she turned us both down, but long and behold, we had a beautiful night full of fulfilling conversations together.
Can I roll insight?
Sure.
And then I choose to fail.
Great, perfect. Well, now you can perceive whatever you'd like.
I give a wink. I wink at, like, just in the room.
Oh. They had sex. I wink to the ceiling. Zil thinks we boned. Zil thinks we had sex.
Yeah, so Zil thinks that Dylan and Aura have hooked up. You can write that down, Zil.
And that Dylan's just been playing cool about it?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out because I'm like, Dylan, it would not be that cool. But who knows?
I've only known Dylan.
Dylan's cool. I've not seen Dylan around women other than her crush on Griana. And the Quinn
Dylan
stuff,
scoops.
Which
Dylan's
I wasn't paying attention to.
Yep.
I've not seen Dylan, like, flirt with a bunch of women.
Yeah, I think like Cyrene makes eye contact, like kind of back and forth between Griana and Zil. Like, this is juicy. This is okay. Do you think they? I'll ask. I'll find out. I'll find out later.
The first time I've heard of this. This is
interesting. Trust me, I'll find out. I have ways.
I love all of you so much. So Dylan is in her room. She gets dressed. Griana, you clean up from breakfast. You do. Where are you stretch? Are you stretching here? Or are you
I get dressed, and then I come out and I'm stretching in the living room.
Okay, you're stretching in the living room, which is what it is. I'm gonna say about that.
Thank you.
Another hour passes. Hour 10 minutes as you all sort of, you know, hang out, you know, quiet, you know, carefully get to know each other. After a while, you hear a key in the door, and Mavis steps back into the room. You can, like, glance behind her, and you see that it's not the hallway behind her. It is some sort of training facility. She's still in the clothes she was wearing, but she shuts the door. Her face is, like, flushed, but not, like, crying flushed, like workout flushed. She's got a small cut on her jaw, and her forearms seem to be bruised just a little bit. And Mavis, like, comes back in and quietly, like, looks at everyone and, like, it gives, like, a half-hearted wave, and then says, I'm gonna go get ready. And then starts making her way to her room.
I'd like to think we all kind of half wave back.
Yeah, it's like a
cool. Yeah, I like stop her before she goes. I'm like, oh, actually, and
yeah,
Mavis, if Saren does that again very early, you can just tell her, sorry, the Crimson Knights won't let me go. I just feel bad about that. So you can just kind of use us as an excuse to not have to do 6 a.m. training next time if you'd like.
Roll a persuasion check.
Mm.
Okay. Mavis says,
Thank you, but Ms. Aaron's my boss, and I should listen to what she has to say to me.
All right. Well, the offer's there whenever you want to take it, but you don't have to.
Zarin, Mavis nods, and then she, like, leans in, and she says, I couldn't. She like, lowers her voice to a whisper, but I can't whisper because we're on our podcast. What Zarin told me about you two wasn't a joke, right? I'm not being hazed?
No, you're not being hazed. We can talk more later if you'd like. I can answer any questions.
No, I'm all right. And she just disappears into her room.
Fair enough.
And then a little bit more time passes, but another like 30 minutes pass come to fruition, and there is another.
I'll get it.
You head over to the door and you open it. You look through, and a face you've never seen before, Aura, is looking back at you, but you recognize it from the case file. It is Mr. Darlington is standing there.
Ah, Mr. Darlington, is it?
You opening the door as you say that?
Yes, I opened the door.
You just say it to the door, Mr. Darlington.
And then I like crack it open and peek one eyeball out. No, I open the door.
Good morning. Good morrow. As Mr. Darlington sees you open the door, he's trying to look chipper, but despite it being early, he says, are you the...
Aura Phaetris, yes. Oh. Aura and Cyrene is in there. Yes, we are the Crimson Knights.
Ludolph, Mr. Darlington, gives like a very deep nod and says, truly, it is an honor to meet you both.
Oh, Mr. Darlington, yes. The honor is all ours.
He introduces himself to Aura and Cyrene and then is like looking around and says, well, the tournament's in a few hours. We've got carriages waiting outside for everyone, all the teams. If you all are ready, we can take you whenever you'd like. I urge us to go, honestly, sooner rather than later. Those of us who work at the Gauntlet always feel relief when all the teams show up for a tournament. You don't know. Last year we had the most terrible time with people just being late, so...
I mean, let's go early. We're not doing anything, right?
I'm ready if you guys are.
Or is Mavis ready?
Yeah, when Mavis here, Mavis steps out. She's armored up.
I'm ready.
I've got my chainmail crop top. I'm ready.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm leaving Iga. I'm leaving Iga home.
Does Iga have a litter box? How does he go to the bathroom?
Actually, I'm gonna like, go and leave Iga with Lucas. Maybe Lucas can watch Iga while we're away.
Perfect.
I thought you were gonna say I've actually trained Iga to use the toilet.
Actually, so. Iga has a built-in litter box. So.
You all agree, and you're coming down, and everyone's got all their things, and you kind of like pass a team who's also like heading out, and you head down to the lobby, and you like try to hand Iga to Lucas, and like Lucas takes Iga and looks up and says, you know this isn't my job, right?
But he likes you so much, and there's that
I know,
room.
And I love him, and he's cute, and I adore him, but he's also not my job, so this is
of
the
course
last
he's
time,
not. All right? He's going to do is hang out, and then if he needs to go potty, if he needs to go tinkle, you just let Lucas know, and then you go to that one room, you know? That one room.
I can always watch him, too.
Oh, oh. Great. And Lucas just shoves Iga into Cyrene's arms.
Oh, thank you, Cyrene.
Like I hold him like a baby.
little and, baby.
And maybe Eleanor and Iga could be friends and hang out and not be so lonely when I'm away. Yeah.
Yes, right. Eleanor's very good? Sociable. She's great at parties, so they'll be great.
Oh, amazing. Okay, wow. Okay. Well, this works out. Iga, be good and make mommy proud.
So you all had, you see there is a carriage waiting for you. And of course... the person who is demanded to be your driver for the day. Who do you think it is?
Barry!
Barry! Barry! Barry! Barry!
Barry! Won't Barry be Dispara?
Yeah. Yeah.
Barry is the divine one.
Yes. Honestly.
Oh, no. So you...
Barry's Uncle Dispara.
He's divine.
Barry's Unky Dispara. Actually, Unky Dispara. Though Barry is a... member of the Shroud and was never technically a squire to the Crimson Knights, Aura and Cyrene would know that Barry is actually Zolion.
Hmm.
you just have that information.
Thank you.
Hey, Katie Mae, can I, as a player, which type is that again?
Zolion are the children of vampires and mortals.
Okay.
So Barry is a vampire?
Barry is not a vampire. Barry is the child of a vampire and a human. Shit. And a furbolg.
And a furbolg.
I love that. Yeah, it's great. I love him. So, you all head out. As you're getting into the carriages, Barry is saying hello to everyone. You see Regellivilles descending the steps of the greenhouse. And one of them looks over at the four of you and says, "Morning, ready to lose today?"
Is it the one I punched?
It is not.
Okay, I don't care then.
Whoa.
Don't engage. That's what they want.
Kidding. I'm just playing with you. I'm not actually angry. You couldn't make me angry. You tried, so...
You could make Brianna me angry says, if you with tried. An eye twitching. they all like laugh amongst each other, they punch each other in the arm as they walk past you and get into the carriage without even saying hi to the person who's driving it. And
Barry, we would never do that to you.
Barry looks over and says, "Thank you. I appreciate that." And I just did my mental math. Everyone can fit in one carriage, but Sir Darlington's gonna sit in the front. Yeah, it's a tight fucking squeeze. So I do want to know the seating order just for me. What it looks like climb into this. It's a very nice luxe carriage. It's like three on either side. So what's the seating arrangement look like?
If it's cramped, we can always lap.
It's like meant for three on one side.
Cyrene being like, "We can lap it," or
oh yeah, she said that. She was like, "We can lap it if it's tight. It works or not."
Someone can sit on my lap.
I just want to be as far away from the animals. No offense. I'll take an edge. I'll sit in the front, Darlington. Do you want to switch?
Mavis, like, looks over and says, "Yeah, there's a seat on the back of the carriage. I'm going to ride."
Is there only one seat, or is it?
Yeah, I think there's enough for two people.
May I sit with you?
Yeah, let's go.
Cool.
And so Mavis and Zil go sit on the back of the carriage.
Then it should only be two and two then inside, right?
Yep. So then it's Griana cool. And Cyrene.
I will sit in on a seat, and then whoever sits next to me sits next to me. That's the choice I'm making.
Okay. So Dylan sits down. Who sits next to Dylan?
Me.
Griana gets in. Just Griana just slides in right away.
It's the or race.
And Griana just fucking yeah. run, but Griana gets there first.
Fucking race. Yeah. Who's gonna be next to
Can
Dylan?
Can I like try and step in the carriage, but Griana just kind of like beats me by half a second?
Yeah, absolutely. Griana just kind of like gently slips in front of you. It could easily be perceived as a mistake, of course, as she steps out in front. And so you begin the ride to the arena. As your carriage begins to leave, you hear the cries of like fans who have come to see you off. As are you keeping the so there are like little like wind like curtains over the windows in the carriage? Are you keeping them open or closed as you're riding past?
I feel like I'd want to keep them open, look out at the city.
Yeah, okay. So you keep them open. Yeah, you see everybody like waving at you and like trying to get your attention.
I'll wave back.
Yeah, you wave back and Zil and Mavis, you have like a more personal sort of experience as they are screaming directly at you as they see you. You're like the only two members of the team who are like riding on a back seat. And so
Dylan, real quick, she looks over at everybody. She goes, and mostly Griana, and she goes, "We need like popular points, right?"
Yeah, we do. We do.
Okay, is there a way I can hold on to something inside and like swing myself out the door a bit?
Oh, yes.
Yes, you can.
I want to do that, and I want to start a chant of Langdale. Like, Langdale, Langdale, Langdale. All
right. I was going to give this to everyone heading into the tourney, but I'll say it now. Everyone take inspiration.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Follow up. Yes, you may. You are going to roll a persuasion check.
Wait, do we get to take inspiration too?
Yeah, everybody.
So taking inspiration, side note, sidebar, taking inspiration, I have inspiration clicked on my D&D Beyond.
Yep. And just like tell me when you'd like to use it, and then you'll roll twice and take the higher number.
Woo, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha.
I have no modifiers for that, but I rolled a 15.
All right, a 15. I'm sure Zil, like, hears you start it and helps you out.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I do, like, a magic trick. I, like, cast minor illusion, and I make, like, cool shit appear.
Okay, yeah, you...
mini
you...
fireworks. Tiny, tiny
oh,
fireworks.
Oh, you make mini, tiny fireworks. Rihanna, is there any way you're helping?
Can I play my lute?
Yeah, you can. You lean your head out.
I start, like, playing my bagpipes. No, I
don't. you see that Griana, like, takes your note, and then she, like, sticks half her body out the other window. And are you playing, like, a Monster the Musical hit to, like, let the people know that you're hearing your...
I'm singing something in the moment.
Would you like to tell... would you like to do that for me?
Yeah, yeah, or... yeah.
Okay.
I'm singing a hit, and it kind of goes along the lines of, like, because you're chanting... how are you chanting Langdale? Because I'd like to feed off that.
I go, Langdale, Langdale. Langdale.
So you say Langdale, and in between pauses Langdale. Of that, I go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the Hannah Montana, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, 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 basically. So it's like Langdale, Langdale. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Langdale, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Langdale, yeah, yeah, yeah. We are here, we are riding on our way to the tournament. You better believe we're on our way there. You better believe we're on our way there.
Roll me a performance check,
Griana.
And fucking Aura and Sirene are probably like, what the fuck?
Oh, and like, can I also cast Dancing Lights?
Yes.
Thank you. I get a 23.
Oh my god! Yeah. Oh my gosh, you are getting this audience to fucking jam. Zil, okay. The fireworks, the dancing lights. You're starting the chant. Everyone's cheering.
I'm pointing at people.
Aura, are you helping at all, or are you just like quietly like, wow, I hope they don't get shot while we are driving.
I think like Cyrene's leaned back with her like arm looped through Aura's and just kind of sitting there because it's like daytime and she doesn't want to like burn her skin, but she's just like, well, this is fun. They're fine. Yeah.
What a spirited team we have. They're just admiring, and Aura loves it. She's like, oh, they're so fun. Like, they're so good at it.
I love the energy. You would never guess that they were the most suspicious team possible.
I know.
Are you
like,
saying it out loud? I guess I can't hear it because I'm probably like listening to
people.
There's
a cheering of
people
the crowd.
Cheering.
There's such a precious innocence to them.
A purity. I love
a purity. Yes.
Purity.
Oh, I love them.
Purity.
Purity,
you
darling.
Guys like, you guys are straight up like two old British women. Like, a purity they have. Oh,
wait, what if
interesting.
You become the two old men Muppets that just sit up there and talk about what's going on. Also, I'm just imagining how, because Cyrene's directly across from Dylan, that she's like, they're so pure. And Dylan's just like, a crop top leaning up.
She's
window.
Just staring at Dylan's abs and kind of being like, they're fantastic. I think we got the best one.
We got the best team.
And purity.
You mean one.
Who's trying to fuck?
That's what I said.
Dylan's 8-pack.
Rihanna, you're like looking out as you're playing. You watch a girl who was holding a Rielton sign toss it to the ground.
Oh my god.
And screaming your name.
You, I see you, I see you, yes!
Yes!
I see you, hey! I whip my braid a little bit.
Oh my gosh. It causes just like one of the single flowers to fall out, and this tiny kid who was like watching, like reaches up and catches it, and like just like pure, like you are my hero in their eyes as they hold this flower right to their chest and like gaze up at you.
I blow a kiss.
The kid like looks at you and like gasps and then like begins like hitting their mom and being like, Ma, look. Then that's like the last thing you see as the carriage continues to ride.
I turn to everybody and I say, you guys, we should start throwing flowers at people when we drive by. Like, we're fans of them. What do you think?
I lean back in. I love it.
Oh my god.
And
amazing.
I go
okay.
back
All right, just a thought. Food for thought. Okay. Anyways.
Mavis is Langdale, sitting on the back and she's Langdale. Put on a pair of sunglasses to be the too cool for school one.
We need one of those, you know? Every
she knows.
Needs
she'll be the resident bad boy. She's gotcha. And you head to the arena through the Imperial Crest District to one of the major
three of the major cliff faces of the city. The first one, of course, being the castle, the second being Arena, and the third being the ruins. As you head to the leftmost cliff face where the arena is held.
I don't know if this is a good time to do this, but I need to give Mavis back her dueling dagger at some point.
You do? Would you like now to be the time?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. We're going into a tourney.
Okay.
I just want to hand it back and be like, because you're back.
Oh, thanks. I have three daggers now.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah, we'll make it work. And she slides it in into her holster, and then she like looks at the arm.
Already has a holster.
You're right. She puts on the additional holster. She's wearing two belts now. And as you're handing it to her, she goes, "What is all over your arm?"
There's notes. I assume that they're like kind of faded by now because I took a shower.
Yes.
But I couldn't get them all off because it was in like permanent marker.
Yes. So like witchcraft, like excellence's permanent marker, mm-hmm. where it's enchanted to not come off. Yes.
Yes. But it's like slightly faded. They're messages from Phoebe. I'm supposed to tell people. There's one for you. I personally forgot what it was.
I don't remember it either.
It was,
I remember, but...
Yes. Well, no, please, Molly, if you could tell me what... Because I remember Grianna's is, I love you, I love you, I love you, kiss.
I think
that's the one I remember.
I think it was like, hello, sweet Bo Baby, I'm sorry my roommate tried to kill you.
Yeah, and I show her my hand that says that. That one's for you.
And like, oh, she reads it, she goes... Thank you. And then she takes your arm and she's like holding your arm out and she says, I didn't know that Phoebe was in love with Brianna.
What?
No, it's like a friend, I love you.
There are three kisses.
Yeah, that's just Phoebe. That's just who she is.
Mavis gives you a suspicious look, but then lets your arm go and says, if you say so.
Villain is endgame. Greedy villain.
Greedy.
Just building up to it.
Greedy, that's the cutest. We'd be such a funny couple.
Do you see Barry's two different shaped eyeglasses? I love him anyways.
Oh my god, Barry's amazing.
Barry's so good. Eleanor has elected not to fly, not to be in the carriage, but is flying like outside, following the carriage along. And you notice that Aiga, though in Cyrene's arms, is like staring enviously out the window as you make your way to the arena.
Aww.
Are there any final, we're moving. Okay.
Actually, I think, if I'm allowed to do this, I think Cyrene kind of like puts a hand on Grianna's arm and she's like, I think you are going to do great. Don't get nervous. And when she touches her, she casts Guidance, which gives her an extra D4 on her next ability roll.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Cyrene, thank you. I'm glad you're here.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. So, you are back to, you are led back to the arena. Barry whisks you away and you are thrown into action. You see that there are people who come over you and be like, hey, do you want like highlighter on your thing to make you stand out in the crowd? Do you want any highlighter? Do you want on your face? Do I have some? We got.
Who are you?
Sorry. I'm okay. I'm Marcy. I'm in charge of the beautification here.
That's
I got
okay.
some highlighter. Okay, you got temporary.
Won't a highlighter make me look yellow?
Oh.
You
no,
are
no,
a
oh God,
lost
no,
cause.
No.
No. I ooh, it's for
like
okay.
I already put
right,
my makeup
so...
on. I already put my makeup. No, I'm okay. Thank
oh,
you.
I can't tell. Anyways, have a good
what?
Have a good match.
I was trying to put some sparkles on my face earlier.
I like them. The sparkles, they're sparkles.
Yeah, they're good. That's they're nice. They make you stand out. They make you pop.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
She was rude. Okay. You look fine.
Yeah. You look really cute.
What the heck?
And
your braid is fantastic. I like
Cyrene
the look.
Did it. Oh, my. Cyrene did it.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Who, me?
You guys should ask her to do your hair. Amazing.
Yes.
My hair's
yeah.
a lot.
Definitely.
But yeah,
Cyrene
she can try.
Cyrene is also great at nails.
Cyrene's great at nails? Cyrene.
Oh, Cyrene does the best nails. Look, she did mine right now.
Oh my gosh, so cute.
Wow, it looks like you could
It looks like you could kill with those nails.
Ooh, what?
You know? You're not wrong.
Whoa. I've never had my nails done.
Yes, quite literally, we have.
I just keep them short.
And you're, there's like this, there are four green rooms in this circle underneath the arena, and you are led to one of the four green rooms. Sir Darlington says, all right, stay here. Is there anything that the four of you would be needing before you head out?
No, I think, I mean, I'm good at least.
I'm okay.
Brianna?
I'm okay. Thank you.
I just got word the arena's already full. They're having to turn people away.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's some hot gossip, isn't it?
I know. I just mean, put on a show is all I'm saying. Mavis, okay. You and Barbatina are being announced separately as part of Milosha's announcement, so just be ready for that, but I'm sure you saw that coming. And Mavis goes, what? And then Sir Darlington's like, I'm going. All right, goodbye. Heads out. What did he mean, announced separately?
I don't know.
I suppose because you're returning and they have to acknowledge the fact that Kai isn't with us anymore.
Right.
Or also, like, the new team member on the other team.
Yeah. Barba what? What was that? Who's that?
Barbarella?
Barbatina?
Sarsaparilla?
It's Barbatina.
Barbatina.
Have you seen Barbatina.
No. Does anyone know anything about this person?
Who has seen her? Zill has seen her.
Where'd you see her?
I saw her when Kai and I got word about Crimson Tides.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I haven't seen her.
And?
Mavis goes, I saw her in the hallway as I was going with Zarin to training, and she was the buffest woman I've ever seen. I'm going to look like a tiny ant next to her on stage when they're announced. No,
even against me?
Whoa.
Mavis, is she buffer than me?
She's a dwarven lady, so she's shorter than you. Well, and so I think it's like more muscle per capita.
Physical muscle doesn't mean that, you know, like she's better, stronger, you know? I'd be Dylan in a push-up contest.
You
today,
what?
So.
No, I don't know. I had somebody on top of me, so it was harder.
You had Brianna sitting on your back.
On my back.
Guilty. Dylan, all I'm saying is I took down Kai and Dylan at the same time.
I'll do another one right now.
I took them both down.
That's...
You want to do another push-up contest, Dylan? I'll do it.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, I want to sit on someone, so I'll sit on you. Okay. Mavis hands up.
And I guess I have to sit on Dylan to be fair, so I...
Well, who's going to sit on me?
Oh, are you doing it again, Aura?
Actually, you know what? I'll go to Aura. Brianna, you can sit on Dylan.
Okay, so Aura's doing it again. Okay, one more comp. Let's do one more comp.
I exploded.
Wait, what?
Oh. I exploded.
Prove it to me. Screenshot.
I know. I can show you.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, I see that 20 right there. I see it.
Do I need to roll?
I rolled a
Am I sitting on Dylan?
I rolled a 26.
You're not sitting.
Are
on
we
anyone.
Doing? Do we do anyone. Strength?
Yeah, can you athletics.
Sit on his lap.
I rolled a 26.
Oh, Brianna, you're sitting on Aura's back.
Yes.
Brianna's sitting on Aura's back.
Yes.
Oh wait. Oh my God.
Brianna's on my back.
No, I switched over to Aura.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Wait,
Aura.
I love it. Aura just collapses after three push-ups.
Whoopsie. Yeah. And Sarine just lays down.
Six. I did so good.
Here's what happens. Mavis is sitting on top of Syl. Brianna's sitting on top of Dylan.
Great.
Sirene is sitting on top of Aura, and the push-up contest begins. Aura, you... tell me why you fail, because you were pretty strong. I don't know what's happening.
Is Eleanor around?
Yes.
Okay, so Sirene's on top of me, and I get through three push-ups, but then on the fourth one, Eleanor starts giving me kisses on my neck, of course, with Molly's consent.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay, and that I release a giggle. I'm like, like a really girly, small giggle, and just kind of, like, collapse and, like, itch my neck.
Cute as hell.
As we're going and going, and it's getting like Dylan's doing better even than she did last time.
Oh,
and
I've got. Can I take this one?
Say what Dylan says though when she loses?
No, because I've got something I think you might like.
Oh. Oh no! Oh God! Brianna farts, and I get.
Sorry if it's stinky, I farted.
No, I don't think that's it.
Oh, no.
So, Dylan, you're doing push-ups. You're like, I'm going to kick Zill's fucking ass this time. You're doing push-ups. You're really nailing it. You're pretty sure you have this battle won. And then you hear, this is interesting. And your eyes go, and you look at the entrance to the green room, and your dad and Quinn are standing in the doorway.
I fucking collapse. I like fully collapse and yell.
And I go, ah! Because I'm on top of them.
Yeah, you like hit your head on the ground. I'm trying, getting up, I'm getting up. Brianna falls on top of you.
My nose.
Did it hit your nose?
Are you okay? Is your nose bleeding?
I'm sorry.
Is my nose bleeding?
Gwen comes over to you and like holds your head up so she can see it. Are you bleeding?
Oh my gosh.
Fine.
Wait, should I stop doing push-ups? I'm still doing
them.
Mavis goes, you're like still doing push-ups, and Mavis like leans over and goes, hell yeah, you won.
You have the smaller person. It's not fair. As I'm trying to make sure my nose isn't bleeding.
Mavis gives you a high five.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I stand up like very straight at my father.
And you hear Mavis goes, doesn't matter how you're a loser. All that matters is that you're a loser, Dylan.
Fuck. That's brutal, Mavis. In front of her dad. Stop.
Oh, and then like Mavis like looks over and realizing that that's her dad. And is like, oh, no. And yes, he's sort of standing sternly in the doorway.
Hello, sir.
Dylan.
Yes, sir.
Dylan's friends. It's good to see all of you here getting ready. I wanted to come and say hello and wish you luck. Everybody's in the audience. It seems you've got a whole section dedicated to you.
Thank you, sir.
I ran into Quinn on the way down, invited her to dinner tomorrow, so I just wanted to come and invite you as well.
Yes, sir.
Of course, and we'll have Quinn's mother over as well. We'll call it a reunion, right?
Yes, sir. Is it just for me, or is my team welcome as well? We're sort of supposed to stick together during this time, during the competition.
And if you have to stick together, you're more than welcome. Yes. Consider it a nice, intimate family gathering.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dad.
And Fernando nods his head sternly and heads out. And Quinn goes, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Dylan's shoulders drop a lot when he leaves.
Yeah, and then like... Quinn kind of like brushes your shoulders off and says, are you, and your nose is really all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I've been falling since I was a kid. I'm kind of like a little rubber ball. I bounce back.
She sort of like smiles and nods and she goes, I just wanted to bring you this. And she procures like this gold coin and she presses it in your palm. This is, I don't know why, I'll let you decide, but this is a lucky coin that has been passed between the two of you quite a few times. One of you would give it to the other when they were about to do something they found difficult. The last time it was passed was when Quinn went to go take her exams to try and get into Gale, do we call it? I don't remember what we call it.
Something.
Law
something,
school.
Yeah.
It was Gale.
Farvard? Something. Into law school. And so she just kind of presses it into your palm and then just kind of like nods a little awkwardly and says, I wanted to give that to you and wish you good luck.
Thank you. All right. I think that they got it at, there's that big fountain in like Italy?
Yes.
It's like the equivalent of that in Burnfort. And they were about to toss their coins in and some dude on the upper level tried to toss his in and it hit Dylan in the head and and it did not land in the water. And the guy was like, yeah, my wish, and then walked off. So then we just picked it up and thought it was funny, and then we kept passing it back and forth, and it seemed like whoever had it had good luck.
That, and then she hands it to you. She says, well, I won't get in your way. Good luck.
Thank you.
And she heads out. Will you have that coin, Dylan? It is one luck point.
Like, does it reset, or is it just for, like, just one period?
One luck point.
Okay.
And then Mavis says, she gave you a gift.
It's a coin that we've had for years.
Oh, it's a coin that you both had for years together?
We were best friends, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, that wasn't your girlfriend? I'm sorry, I just assumed.
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
She was, like, years ago, but she's just a friend now because we broke up, like, 6 years ago.
Well, that's so long ago.
I mean, yeah, it was the end of
I started sweating. I'm looking at the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it was end of high school. She's nice, but yeah, no, we were best friends even though we were girlfriends, so that doesn't ever really go away.
I know how that is. Yeah, that makes sense.
But no, I am single. Dylan, like, buckets the coin and stands there awkwardly.
Or it just gives, like a side look and, like, a quick, like, hmm.
Are Cyrene and Aura just, like, deciding who's gonna eat Dylan?
We can share.
We can share.
They've shared before and they'll share again, so you better fucking be careful.
I hear a knock at my door in the middle.
Yvette is there too. It's the three of them.
Oh, God. And so,
Mackenzie is not opposed. Dylan might need some convincing, but Dylan, Mackenzie is not.
Wow.
I love my ladies.
And so, like, you all settle back into, like, your routine of getting ready, and the nerves are starting to build as you begin to hear the crowd above you building in anticipation. At one point, Mavis, who's been, like, nervously pacing back and forth and drinking as much water as she can, turns to Brianna and says, When are you gonna do your thing?
Do what thing?
Your long-winded speech about success. When is that happening?
Do you want me to do it now?
That'd be, yes, please.
Sure. I mean, like, just like any speech about success? Or, like, do you think I have a signature speech about success? Or,
I mean, you always, like, you've done one every time, and I thought that you...
You've caught on that I like doing that. You noticed. Yes. That's very sweet, Mavis.
Yeah. Mavis grimaces at you.
Aw. Okay. Yes, if you would like, I will do my signature speech. If you'd like. Is it okay? You want it? By Mavis. Popular demand? Request?
Mavis nods reluctantly.
By popular demand.
Okay.
Yeah. I start clapping.
Brianna. Best
Brianna.
Boss ever.
Brianna. Oh, all right.
World's best boss. Sorry, I got the lingo wrong.
Man, I'm being hyped up, but here I go. It feels good to be here with you all. I hope that you all feel good to be here with me and with everyone else that's around you. I want you to take a look to your left. And now I want you to take a look to your right. Now I want you to take a look at yourself. Okay? It's hard to do, but just kind of look at your hands or something if you're at a loss. In moments of despair, you have everything that you need if you look to your left, to your right, and to yourself. Find comfort in those around you because we all have each other's backs. I have your back, and I know you have mine. And I'm very proud to be part of this team. We're working, we've had a pretty emotional time recently, and there's obviously a lot of change, but Mavis, I just want to say that we're all so glad to have you here, and we have full trust and full faith in you and our team dynamic. We're all in this together.
And Mavis, like, nods, and you see that, like, you can tell, like, her arms kind of, like, reflexively cross, but not in a judgy way, but in sort of, I think, like, the first, like, a little, like, a bit of insecurity that you've seen from her. And she sort of, like, pauses for a second. She says, yeah, I don't want to let you guys down. So I'll do my best.
Well, no one even thinks for a second that you're going to let us down. Everyone? Right. I think I could speak for everybody here. I actually know I can speak for everybody here when we say that we know you're going to kick ass.
Thanks.
You're going to do great, Mavis.
Yeah.
I'd certainly be scared to face you in the tourney.
Mavis throws you the most doubting look of all time. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful speech. At this point, more people come in. At one point, someone comes in and says,
"Hi, hello there. I'm here from Burnfeed. Just wanted to get a quick quote just to hear how excited you are for the final week of the tourney."
So excited. And then we close the door. I close
thank
the door.
Zell.
And
thank
then
you
hear, "All right, David, thank you." and then that's what happens. And then, you know, and then it just, you hear, like, the sounds of, like, people, like, stomping. And eventually, Mr. Darlington comes back and says, all right, well, we're ready to take you to the alcoves now.
Okay.
So
okay.
You're all gathered, you know, you've put any surplus items behind. I'm getting nervous for you. My heart has just started like, oh my God. If you remember, these tourneys are designed to be difficult. And this one is no different. So my like heart has started beating super fast. Oh my God. And you like step out and there's this musty coldness of being underneath this arena. This place is old. The history is filling you. There's a deep, rich history in this place of the heroes teams who have been cycled through. And that history stands behind you. And so you are trying to breathe this in. You're trying to keep your cool as you head out. You're all being pulled out at the same time. You see the teams of four with statuesque crimson knights leading them out. You know, Yvette catches Cyrene's eye at a certain point and tips her cowboy hat, I would assume.
No, she doesn't. Yvette doesn't have a cowboy hat because she gave it to the basilisk.
Oh, you're right. Shit.
But she does a little, like, two-finger, like, casual salute thing and a wink.
Cyrene just kind of, like, raises her eyebrows back.
Does Aura see this?
Nope. And,
I turned to Aura after, and I'm like...
And, Valdis, because Valdis catches your eye, Aura, as you pass, and gives you sort of, like, an eyebrow raise to sort of ask you, like, all good?
I give, like, a nod and a wink.
Okay.
And like, I have, like, a soft smile on my face as I'm leading them.
She seems, like, assured and nods, and then everyone is led off in different directions. You hear the loud and boisterous Regeliville. Aristed is fucking silent. None of them are talking to each other. And yes, Dylan, you get a glimpse of Barbatina, and she looks buffer than you.
Fuck!
And then she says, you're not a professional bodybuilder.
No, I didn't say, I said fuck on the inside.
Okay. I didn't know.
Dylan's staying cool. That was more Mackenzie saying fuck. Dylan wants some tips, though.
Dylan wants some tips. Get him from her. Get the tip. And, you are led to the alcove, which you will exit from into the match. The crowd grows louder and louder as you head out. And Darlington turns to Mavis and says, Mavis, if you will come with me, the rest of you can wait here until it is time. Sort of nod. And Darlington leads Mavis, like, right up to the front, like, right when she's about to go out. And she, you know, there's, like, this moment, and you hear over the speakers, ah, hello, people of Caerleon! And the crowd erupts as Milos Salamir's voice rings throughout this auditorium. He says, I'm so lucky to have the honor of leading you all through the end of this gauntlet. The hero teams we have here are some of the fiercest and most ferocious teams we've ever had. And that means, what does that mean? Oh, that means these teams have had several ups and downs. That means that we, as a hero's gauntlet, have discovered members who will do whatever they can to get ahead. And I'd like to speak on this a moment before you hear it in rumors. Yes, there was a small group of people discovered to be cheating at the Hero's Gauntlet. A gasp heads throughout the crowd, murmurs. Yes, I know. I took it as dearly and as seriously as you did. But I'm here to say that the team in violation have been sent home, along with two other minor offenders from other teams. We do not tolerate cheating here at the Hero's Gauntlet. We do not tolerate duplicity. You, the people of Caerleon, deserve heroes to represent you. All of the good parts of you, honor, determination, loyalty,
passion. And I think we will find those heroes this week. There is one more people's vote. People, I urge you to spend your votes well. We have two replacements who are joining back into the gauntlet. I'd like you to meet them now.
And that is Mavis's cue. You see Sir Darlington walk out with Mavis Maymont at the same time as Scotty leads out Barbatina, and they walk in pairs up to this platform that Milosh is speaking from in the center of the arena. As you're all like, in a sense, like, Darlington and Mavis aren't taking up the entrance to the alcove anymore, you all are able to like peek your head and look out, and you see that there is this massive pyramid in the center of this arena that is almost as tall as the arena itself in its height and grandeur. And it is slowly rotating. Milosh standing atop it. Mavis and Barbatina walk up to the pyramid and walk up it just as a set of stairs rotates in front of them. And they walk in front of up onto the first level of this pyramid and turn to face everyone else. Milo says,
I would like to introduce to you two true heroes who will be joining the Rialton team and the Langdale team. The first of which is Barbatina. The crowd erupts.
He says, the most powerful bodybuilder in all of Rialton has come to give it a show here. I promise with Barbatina out on the floor, all heroes truly will be tested. And the crowd just gives like a huge scream. She's so buff. She's so powerful. She just smiles and waves, but scary look in her eyes as she's looking up and down Mavis, who does seem kind of scrawny next to her. And then Milo says,
and Mavis Maymont of the legendary Kobold Boys, a legend investigator, here to bring her talents to the arena.
And the
my mouth drops.
So does Mavis shit and stab him at the same time?
With all three daggers.
Just all three into his neck.
Anyone who wasn't her friend would not be able to perceive it. She keeps her cool, but there is a flood of raw panic in her eyes as this becomes her identity in a single moment. The thing that she had been running away from closes in with no chance of escape. And then she takes a second, and the crowd cheers even louder than Barbatina. And she sucks it up and she smiles and gives a single wave. And then Miller says,
these powerful competitors will make this even more interesting. Bring the rest of the team out.
And Sir Darlington pushes the our heroes out.
Are we leading them out? Or can we say like a quick...
You are staying backstage, but you may say your final things before they are sent out. Let me hear them. As you're standing in the wings, the final, you know, it's even though like you're in this alcove, the feeling of the crowd still permeates in this tunnel as it's echoing back and forth off the tight stone.
Good luck. You will do great. I'm sure of it.
It's not so bad once you're out there. Trust me.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll pass it to Mavis, too.
Please.
Yes, please do.
Do we want to... And Dylan holds her arms out. Just a big...
Yeah.
No one to object, because Mavis normally would, so...
I look at Cyrene.
Big group hug?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, of course.
What are you looking at Cyrene for?
I don't know, like, just to be like, well, oh, this is nice. Permission. Nobody hugs. Nobody hugs.
All right, these days. I'll pull everybody in for a big group hug.
Yeah, nice big group hug.
Mm-hmm. Cyrene!
Mm-hmm. I want to be like, and then Katie Mae goes,
I want to be near Dylan.
Katie Mae's like, who's touching who?
Yeah, listen, sometimes I want to know things.
Zill's in the middle. Hug.
All right, everyone, who's next to who? Okay, let's all figure this out. Whose arms wrapped around?
I think once the team leaves, though, Cyrene does have her like arm looped around Aura's waist, and it's just kind of like looking out. Watch.
The crowd begins to cheer louder and louder as each hero team steps out from the alcove into the greater arena. It is packed full of people, and they are all cheering.
You can't tell who's cheering your name, but there seems to be a good bit of people cheering for you. Dylan, you're able to look around and you see your parents sitting next to Quinn. You can tell that, like, even though your father is watching you, he also seems to be interrogating Quinn, which is par for the course, as Gaspar tries to distract him to leave Quinn alone. Who
please leave her alone.
Who is intently watching you. Griana,
darling, please stop it.
Griana, you're sort of like looking around and you see Stephanie in the crowd cheering for you. Just holding up a sign.
Your new best friend.
Yeah, holding up a sign with like a handmade drawing of the four of you.
I wave. I rapidly wave.
You rapidly wave and she smiles and cheers harder. You can tell that she's got like all her friends here cheering for you too. And you're sort of
I blow
looking
them all
around
a kiss, all the friends.
You're like looking around and you gaze past Dylan and catches your eye is Talon Visk, who throws you like a wave and a wink as he steps out of the arena as well.
I just release a gentle, oh.
Zil, you're standing next to Brianna. You hear a quiet, oh.
I release a gentle, oh.
Talon. Oh. Talon looked at me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that?
I don't know.
Something you're into?
I don't know. I can't think about it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you don't. Think about the journey.
Can I turn to Talon and wave?
You turn to Talon, who sees you waving, and he gives you like a kind of like a salute, and then a wave, and then like a thumbs up, like a good luck. He does a lot of things at once.
Apparently,
I'm assuming I don't see anyone in the crowd. I'm just looking around.
You look around.
Hannah,
how cool would this be if this is when Amanda showed up, though?
I start crying.
Like at the fucking entrance, just like looking cool as hell.
Anyways.
So I don't see anyone I know.
You look around. You're looking around, and who are you looking for?
I'm just wondering if I see anyone I know. I'm just looking around.
Anyone winking at Zil?
Yeah.
Who's winking at Zil?
I don't think anyone's winking at Zil. I'm trying to think.
Out. What if there's like a small group of people that wear sweatbands now?
They're the Nyer Brigade, like is the Dinkley like, yeah, Brigade.
Is it like Scooby-Doo too? We each have fans that are themed to our aesthetics that are
yes,
just like
they'll,
waiting.
They'll call themselves Zillions, but we're not there yet, are we?
Okay.
Mavis.
Ilya Zilly.
You see anyone you know, Mavis?
Mavis steps back down off the giant, I will say, giant marble pyramid that is rotating in the center of this arena. And you say, recognize anyone? And she says, sorry, what?
never mind.
Okay. She like looks away. You see that a gauntlet member, she walks over and she's holding a goblet. And she says, follow me, please. And she leads you over as the crowd continues to cheer. She leads you over to this single table that is not on the pyramid, but beside it. And this single table has this bejeweled goblet sitting on top of it. It's large. It'll take up the bulk of your hand to hold. It's got a weight to it. And it's obviously encrusted in glorious gems and finery, and it is filled nearly to the top with wine, just an inch of space. And she says, hello, would someone wish, and then she produces a different goblin, says, hello, would someone wish to draw a color?
I will.
Zil steps forward, reaches in, roll 1d4 for me.
2.
All right, you produce this out, and it is a green token. She says, all right, you'll be green. And then she walks away from you and you are left to stand. As Milosh continues to talk, he says, for the first of our arena battles, we bring to you this pyramid. Atop it, sitting wine. You then notice that Milosh is standing on top of a segment of wine, like caskets, is his podium. And he says, it is simple. The teams will be divided into half. Defenders and attackers.
You see that there are these circular slabs of stone that are sitting on this pyramid, and they are each emitting these bright pillar of light. You see that there are four green, four blue, four pink, and four red, just reaching up into the sky. But you'll notice two of the green slabs are together in a corner. And then across diagonally on the other side of the square pyramid are two green slabs emitting this light, but they're separated. And in between them are two blue slabs. He says, please pick your defenders and your attackers now.
Okay. Who wants to be defense? Who wants to be attack?
I wish we knew what that entailed.
Yeah, can we ask questions, do you think?
Probably not.
Nah.
I prefer to defend, but I can also do a lot of damage if it's about attacking.
Right.
I can attack. I say it like that.
I feel like Dylan, you and I have our size. We can do defend.
No, I think
we don't know what kind of attacking it's going to be. I mean,
I think big and small would be better combinations.
Big and small.
And also, did Alicia told me I am not allowed to use my magic, right? At least I should not publicly.
It's
correct?
Up to you. Yeah.
I think that I'm probably being told or at least I'm getting the impression I probably shouldn't, because it is a type of magic that has not been seen, and I don't want to attract incorrect attention. So even though Dylan sort of says, I don't know what's going on with my body, but I know I can't use whatever's been happening lately, mm-hmm. so I have to just be plain old Dylan. I just can't attract.
Okay.
If you're most comfortable with defending, I think you should defend. Mavis, do you have a preference for what you want to do?
Mavis's eyes are like, she's trying not to dissociate. She sort of like snaps back to you, and she's like, yeah, I'll go where you want me to.
Defend with me, Mavis.
And then I'll attack with you, Zell.
Yeah. We got this, right? I put
Let's
my hand out to Griana.
Hand out to Zill.
I do it to Mavis.
And then we all do.
Mavis
takes
your hand.
Then we all crisscross.
And then you cross. And so now all four of you are holding hands.
Let's do this.
You notice, as you all decide attackers, defenders, you see Regeliville reaches their hand into the colored gauntlet, and they pull out a red token. You see Rielton reach their hand in, pull it out. They pull out a pink token. But of course, that leaves Aristed with blue. They're all talking amongst themselves. I love the dice, baby. I love me a dice. After a moment, Milish says, all right, defenders. One of you will hold your glass of wine. It will be their job not to spill a drop. Decide now.
Oh. I look at Mavis. I go, that's you, right?
Mavis says, yeah, I think. And then she like goes and she like picks up the glass of wine as Milish continues to talk.
I can take it if you want me to.
The other defender's only job? Protect the other one from spilling a drop.
That's me.
Oh my god. Oh, baby, we did this perfectly.
I'd hug you if it wouldn't make you spill. And I'm allowed to have my shield and everything, right?
Yep.
She's so little, I can just wrap my arms around her and be like, no one
fucking...
We're
going to stand here like this for a whole minute.
I'm literally that... I'm like that meme of Stephanie Beatriz, and I'm like, I've had Mavis for a week and a half. If anyone touches her, I will kill everyone in this room and then myself.
At this point, he says, defenders, if you have selected yourselves, please step forward and on to your pillar. And so... Mavis.
Are we on these two close ones?
Yep. Mavis looks and says, good luck, Zill.
Good luck.
And then,
I'm very shocked. Sorry.
Good luck, both of you. I say to Griana and Zill.
And everyone else.
Well, she said it like that. Quietly to Zill as she passed by them.
Yeah, I say, you got this.
Good luck. You got this.
And then you notice that Max Billion and Brockford step forward for the defenders of Regeliville. Max Billion holding the glass of wine in his hands. He looks confident. You see that Talon Visk and Daylin Oakenheart cross over to the defenders and step up as the defenders for
Aristed, Talon Visk, a glass of wine in his hand.
Oh my gosh.
As the pyramid continues to rotate, you see Vada and Runeby step forward as the defenders. Runeby, a glass of wine in her hand. Milosh looks at the defenders who have stepped up and said, "Now, that leaves the attackers. Attackers, please take your space at the remaining colored pedestal of your team." As it's rotating, you see the green podium pop up. Griana, do you want to move your token to the final podium?
Yeah.
To the final green podium? Mm-hmm.
Where's Zill?
Zill is across from you.
Okay. I'm right here.
Thank you.
I'm here, baby. Right, I'm here.
And Iandro and Franklin from Aristed, I believe they're the bad boy and the boy next door, step forward and take places. And now Iandro and Franklin are on either side of Mavis and Dylan. Griana, you step onto your plate. You look around. You see Dalen Oakenheart, I believe the boy next door of the boy bands.
Okay.
Is he the boy next door? Who knows? It's one of the other three boy band members is standing on one side of you. And then across in the other grouping, Barbatina, the buff lady, is looking over.
Hello, Barbatina. Welcome.
Barbatina looks over and says, "Nice to meet you. Happy losing."
Happy and, winning to me, too.
And then, Zill, you look to your left and your right. Of course, you see Talon Visk holding a glass of wine. And then over in the other grouping, you see Harrison Lind. I believe the person you punched in the face.
Hell yeah.
Staring back at you. Milosh says, "Now for the barriers." And there's this crackle of electricity that zaps through the air as these electric lines are drawn and rotate with the pyramid, isolating you in groups of four.
Whoa.
These crackling lightning barriers leave Dylan Rose and Mavis Maymont in the same barrier with Franklin and Iandro. Griana and Ronde and Zil Nair are left in the same isolated space as Talon Visk and Dalen Oakenheart. Milosh says, "There is 1 minute on the clock. The attacker's goal? Get the defender to spill just a drop of wine. The defender's goal? Keep it all in the glass. 1 minute on the clock. Only those who succeed will advance to the second round for hopes of joining the final round for an additional point bonus heading into the final week. There is an elimination today. I hope for your sake, it is not your team